From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Police in the Republic of Congo fired tear gas Tuesday to break up protests against a constitutional referendum aimed at keeping President Denis Sassou Nguesso in power. The protesters burned tires and put up barricades on the streets of the capital of Brazzaville, while phone and internet services were reported to be out in much of the city. Congo votes Sunday on proposed reforms that would abolish the Constitution's two-term limit for presidents and the age limit of 70 for presidential candidates. South Africa's superstar athlete Oscar Pistorius got an early release from prison Monday night, bringing his time behind bars to just over a year. His family made clear that Pistorius is simply going from one prison to another. This is the Pistorius family spokesperson, Annalise Burgoff.
It's very important for the family to emphasize that Oscar's sentence hasn't been shortened or reduced. He's simply entering the next phase of his sentence now. He will serve this under the strict conditions that govern correctional supervision. The family will support Oscar as he serves out the remainder of the five-year sentence handed down by the trial judge, and he will strictly adhere to the conditions set by the parole board and community corrections.
You can read more details on this story at voanews.com. The director general of the World Health Organization says the Ebola crisis in West Africa should serve as a wake-up call for member states to do more to prevent deadly disease outbreaks before they occur. Dr. Margaret Chan noted 30% of staffers in a WHO preparedness division were cut after the 2008 financial crisis, and funding has remained insufficient since then. You're listening to VOA News.